This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
No one intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Huckle TCG Cast!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the 90th episode of the Huckle TCG Cast with your host, Basket. Today we are diving into the Chilling Rain set. This comes on the scene with some of the best art I have seen in a single set, as well as some great new competitive cards. There are so many cards in this set we have to talk with you about today, and I've recruited Seth Vilo and Sublime to help out with this extra-long set review episode.
Heck yeah, you are so right. The art is freaking beautiful in this. Oh my word.
Yes. Very good. I'm really hype about, like, I really, really like this set.
Alright, we've got a lot to cover, so we're just going to dive straight in.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
As always, we'll start with the Pokemon. Sublime, how about you start us off?
It would be an honor and a privilege. We gonna start out being grassy and being classy. We gonna talk about a Bomasnow, which is a single strike stage one. Grass type with 140 HP. And it has the ability Toughness Up. As long as this Pokemon is in play, the maximum HP of your single strike Pokemon in play, excluding a Bomasnow, is increased by 50. But you cannot apply more than one Toughness Up ability at a time. It's got one attack, Mega Punch, we don't care. It's one grass, two colorless, does 90. Weakness to Fire, retreat cost of 3.
It's cute.
It's something you could run in a single strike a deck, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't. But you could.
I've only seen this card being paired with one other card that also came out with this set. I can run over it real quick. It's the Volcanion V, which is also a single strike, so that's how it increases its HP. Why Volcanion V, you ask? Because it's got an attack that says if this Pokemon has 10 or more damage counters on it, the attack there does 250 instead of 100. So between the Abomasnow cranking it up to 270 HP, a Cape of Toughness adding another 50 HP on top of it, you're at 320. It makes it so you're kind of VMAX stage before you get those damage counters, but then after you take those 10 damage counters on yourself and can power up that Dynamite Tackle attack it has, you do a lot of damage and are kind of still sort of bulky. So that's the only thing I've seen paired with this.
I love the ability. Like, I just think it's a cool ability. I'd like to see, like, more of this, because, I don't know, it's just fun. It's like, throw them out on the scene and then everybody else gets beefed up, and then we're ready to roll.
I'll stick to the Passimian.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, we're not there yet.
I'll just put it that way. If I have to choose between my bench, like, support for, like, no, I'll go with that route.
Obviously, it's not that great because it's, its attack is not amazing and it's a stage one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got to have a lot more cards in there to get it going. But with Volcanion V, it could be fun.
Take it to casual night.
Yeah, take it to casual night. All right, Seth, what do we got next?
All right, next up we've got Blaziken V. It's a fire type, 210 HP. Another one of these battle styles Pokemon. It's a rapid strike Pokemon. It's got two attacks, neither of which are horribly notable. For colorless, high jump kick, 50 damage. And for fire, colorless, fire spin, 210, and discard 2 energy from this Pokemon. Weak to water, retreat cost 2. We talk about this so we can talk about what it evolves into. So, go ahead.
Exactly.
All right. So, Blaziken VMAX.
Ooh.
HP, 320. For 1 fire energy, you have Clutch. 60 damage. The defending Pokemon can't retreat during your opponent's next turn. For 2 colorless energy, you have Max Blaze, 130 damage. Attach an energy card from your discard pile to up to 2 of your benched Rapid Strike Pokemon. Weakness to water, resistance none, retreat cost 2.
This thing is busted.
I'm kind of into it.
Busted. Oh my gosh. Because, like, the Max Blaze, it's a Rapid Strike Pokemon, so you can do it for Rapid Strike energy. It's one attachment.
Which is one double. Yeah, exactly.
And the wording on the attack says attach an energy card from your discard pile. It does not say basic.
That is also true. So you can attach rapids and, you know.
Yeah. And this pairs perfectly with one other Pokemon, Zeraora, that we're going to talk about later on.
Love that. I think that's the real star here.
Holy macaroni. And fire coverage alongside that. Like, the Max Blaze knocks out Zacian, so you're easy peasy. Like, this is crazy. This is wild.
I don't think it's crazy, but I think it's very good.
I fear this with my very soul.
It is a great, like, 1-2 punch deck.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
The Rapid Strike options are all really good.
Yeah. Just wait till Umbreon comes. Then Single Strike will have its day.
The Umbreon from the EV set or a different Umbreon?
Uh-huh. It'll be in Evolving Skies, but yeah. It's,
okay.
It's the Lycanroc from previous where it just pulls up a Pokemon from the bench.
Oh, that one, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, we have boss's orders.
Spoiler!
Well, let's keep it pumping. Let's keep it pumping. That was a great card. We're talking about another great card, which is Inteleon, which is a Stage 2 Rapid Strike Pokemon. With the ability Quick Shooter, which just says once during your turn, you may place 2 damage counters on one of your opponent's Pokemon. It is a reprinted ability. We had this most recently on, what was it?
Decidueye,
that's its name. Grass type. And it's good. Like, yeah. Good ability. Weakness to lightning, retreat cost of 1. I dig it. Yeah.
What makes this really, really freaking good is you pair it with the Sobble from this set, which is a rapid strike that has the attack.
And then the Drizzile that has the ability.
Exactly, yeah. And the Sobble says something to the effect of search your deck for up to 3 rapid strike Pokemon and just slap them, basic ones, and slap them on your bench. So you can set up a bunch of Sobble. The, as you said, the, what is, oh, what is the Pokemon? Drizzile thing, yeah. Search for a trainer, not just when you evolve, search for a trainer. There's also the other Inteleon that does the same thing, except 2. So you have a really good Inteleon support package here, and this
yeah.
Quick Shooter fixes math on so many things.
It's nice. Plus, it doesn't, like, you can use more than one if you happen to get more than one.
Uh-huh.
And it goes anywhere. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It reminds me a little bit of how useful the line for Greninja was.
Yeah, yeah. Kinda. Plus, like, water needed some good stuff, and water got some good stuff.
And this isn't even really water. Its attack is colorless.
Yes, so. That's true. But I like it as a support package for the next card we're going to talk about, actually.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. This will support a lot of things. So.
Exactly. That's true.
I suppose I could just dive into the next card, too. It's highlighted in my color. So next up, we've got Ice Rider Calyrex V. It's a water type, 210 HP basic. 2 attacks, Pierce for 40 damage for 1 water energy, and then water, colorless, Glacial Lance for 200 damage, discard 2 energy from this Pokemon. Weak to metal, retreats cost 2. Much like the card I covered before, we talk about this one to talk about what it evolves into. So who's
that
next?
That is true.
All right, I did not plan this out. Apparently, I'm...
That's okay. I get to talk about good ones later. It's fine.
All right, so we have Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX, HP 320. For 2 colorless, Ride of the High King, 10 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each of your opponent's benched Pokemon. For 2 water energy, Max Lance, 10 plus damage. You may discard up to 2 energy cards from this Pokemon. If you do, This attack does 120 more damage for each energy discarded this way. Weakness to metal times 2, resistance none, retreat cost 2.
This is very good.
So this synergizes really well with the support we're going to be talking about later.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably worth noting now for that. If you're discarding twice, you can get the two attachments back very consistently. And then the Rite of the High King sounds great against the matchup against everyone's favorite dark deck. So, you know.
Yeah.
Also, that's the coolest attack name, like, ever.
It is. It is really cool.
Rite of the High King. That's the
coolest. It makes me think of some, like, Scottish Highland Warrior.
Which is precisely what Calyrex is.
Yeah. It's cool. It's good. Finally, like, a water attacker that you can get behind. The weakness to metal is a little unfortunate, but you know, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Except talk about this next card. Oh, this is one of my favorites. We got a lot to get through, and this is a really great card. I think we're all super excited about this card. Zeraora V is a basic rapid strike with Cross Fist, which costs 1 lightning and 2 colorless. But here we are. Here's what it does. This is so good. 100 damage, but if any of your other Rapid Strike Pokemon used an attack during your last turn, it does 160 to one of the benched Pokemon. And then, of course, weakness to fighting, retreat cost of 2, but oh my gosh, that is such a good attack.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
And with just a couple of cards to manipulate damage, you can change that bench damage to 220.
Oh, that's true, because we have the telescopic scope, and then we have Pazumian.
Yep, mm-hmm. Which we'll talk about later.
Yes, like, oh my gosh. It's like, oh, did you play Dedenne? Oh, did you play Crobat? It's over for you. It's over for you.
Or did you even drop down a Zacian? Like, that's the numbers that we're hitting. Did you drop a Zacian?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. Like, phew.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for Single Strike, because Rapid Strike is just so good.
For now. It'll get better.
Like, they both have a lot of very valuable things, but between the two, if I had to only pick one, it would be Rapid Strike.
Oh yeah, it's so much better, and it'll only get better at post-rotation when we lose the Bench Barrier Mew.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's keeping this in check for the next 2 months.
I mean, quote-unquote keeping. Like, you can get rid of that Mew.
Exactly, but it requires a boss.
Exactly.
And it's just resource dedication. But without that, ugly.
It's over for you. Get into it. Yeah, you definitely want to get the Zeraora.
Yeah, it's very good.
Very good. It can go in so many of Rapid Strike decks. Yeah, Blaziken with it makes a great deck, but you can also slap it in other Rapid Strike decks too, I think.
Yeah. It's noteworthy, though, that it is, on the CrossFit, one of your other Rapid Strike Pokemon has to use an attack. It can't be...
You do need another... Yeah, you got to pair it with something.
But that's when the Rapid Strike Stadium comes in that reduces the retreat cost by 2 of everything, so this has free retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we're not even halfway through the Pokemon part of this, and there's already, what, 2 decks that are just coming from this set, and there's more that are just coming straight out of this set.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's a really good set, and we deserve it, because Vivid Voltage gave us garbage.
Mm-hmm. Moving right along, though, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, real quick PSA, if you were ever going to buy one set and only one set...
This is that set.
Along with battle styles, I would say. You gotta get them together, kinda, for some of these.
Kinda, sorta, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so moving along, we've got Galarian Articuno V. It's a psychic type with 210 HP. Obviously, it's a basic. It's got an ability and an attack. The ability is psychic or I think in English it's reconstruct, or something like that. Once during your turn, you may discard 2 cards from your hand. If you do, draw 1 card. That's the ability. The attack for Psychic Colorless, Psychic Beam, 110 damage. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now confused. Weakness to Dark, Resistance to Fighting, and Retreat Cost of 2. It's cute. It'll get better later.
Right. Like, I guess it depends on how much stuff you can work with your discard, and obviously we're getting a whole new mechanic for that later.
I was about to say, if there was only some way that you needed to have things in the discard to make them work.
Right. Right now, it's probably not great, but you know, you probably want one for the future, potentially.
Yeah. It's a good way to get your V-Union Exodia pieces in the discard.
Yeah. It's like a disadvantage for your hand size otherwise, but if you have a goal you're working towards, like, it's a useful ability, potentially, so...
It might also pair well with Krikatoon. Like, get your hand low and then Krikatoon to get the right cards you want. Get it to, like, one
card.
That's
true.
Oh, there you go. All right, so next up we've got Cresselia. Psychic, 120 HP. For one psychic energy, Crescent Growth. Search your deck for a psychic energy and attach it to one of your Pokemon. Then, shuffle your deck. If you go second on your first turn, you may attach up to three psychic energy to one of your Pokemon instead. For two psychic, you also have Photon Laser, 30 plus damage. If you have five or more energy in play, this attack does 90 more damage. Weakness to darkness times two, resistance to fighting, 30, and retreat cost, one.
Love it. Do you guys remember the Volcanion? Do you guys remember the Volcanion from a while?
Yep.
Yeah. It's Psychic Volcanion. Yeah, with some differences.
Yeah, the only difference is, well, three differences technically. The turn two energy attachments have to all be on one Pokemon. You can't put them wherever you like. The Photon Laser does, I think, 10 more damage. And the retreat cost is one instead of two. So you can just retreat it from that Crescent Growth attack.
It's so good. I love this card. This is one of my favorite base, single prizes in this set.
Uh-huh. It's a one of if you're running Psychic anything.
Yes, exactly. Especially because of another trainer we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
It's really consistent to get out your one copy.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the star. The star.
Yes.
The star of the set is... I don't care about Ice Rider. That's cute. It's a good deck. But the star is Shadow Rider, okay? Let's talk about the base form, because like I was saying, Ice Rider, we talked about the base form to get to the top. Oh no, basic Shadow Rider is actually has some useful perks to it, right? So Shadow Rider Calyrex V is a psychic type with 210 HP, and it has Shadow Mist for one psychic, which does 10 damage, but your opponent can't play any special energy cards or stadium cards from their hand during their next turn. That is legitimately a great attack.
It is.
Like, that is a great attack.
Ugh.
While you're waiting to, like, evolve this to VMAX, this is a good attack. There are so many decks that are running special energy. There are so many decks that need their stadiums. And this says, no, 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 no. it's good because you're helping, because the Shadow Rider wants extra turns. The more turns the game goes, the better the Shadow Rider deck is, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that for slowing down the opponent. It also has Astral Barrage for three colorless, which lets you put five damage counters on two of your opponent's Pokemon. So that's cute. Weakness to darkness. Resistance to fighting. Retreat cost two.
Yeah.
So I have a quick question. So because it says your opponent can't play any special energy cards or stadium cards from their hand, does that, because I'm interested in the wording, because wording's key. Is there any way that you can still put it on there? Like if it's...
The Blaziken we were just talking about lets you attach from the discard pile, not from your hand. That would be one way around it, for example.
Additionally, something like the Houndoom that searches straight from the deck would work.
Yeah. So there are, incidentally, both battle styles have a way around it. They might not have those out, though.
Are we going to see any energy transfers in... in top-tier decks.
I do think we will see some energy transfers, but not for sets or for archetypes that would care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I love about this is it basically... there's one other card that does it, is more targeted that we'll talk about later, but this Pokemon keeps Mad Party in check, 100%.
Mad who? It's over.
Yeah, it's gone. Don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Because you can't just throw this up and just Shadow Mist every turn. They can't attack. They only play special energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of cards that are going to be played that just prevent Mad Party from competing.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of over. Sorry.
The barrage also goes through any goofy things like Altaria, Decidueye, or Obstagoon because it drops damage counters. It doesn't do damage, so they can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much just getting rid of several types of decks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to throw in a tech Aegislash.
And that was the basic, so how about that?
I got what it evolves into, which is
the best card in the set?
Yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, agreed.
Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX, psychic type 320 HP, ability, Underworld Door. Once during your turn, you may attach a psychic energy from your hand to one of your benched psychic Pokemon. Then draw two cards. Then attack is three colorless energy, max Geist. 10 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each psychic energy attached to all your Pokemon in play. Weakness to dark, resistance to fighting, retreat cost 2. You like Zoroark? You like Malamar? What if we put your Zoroark into your Malamar and named it Shadow Rider Calyrex VMAX? That's what this card is.
Plus gave it 320 HP.
Plus gave it an attack that can do a billion damage.
Plus gave it support through trainers and other Pokemon that just work really well together.
Yeah, this is nuts. Like,
my god, with the Cresselia, with the Crystal Ball,
Yeah.
It's so good.
Psychic became, like, S-tier deck because of this. Mm-hmm. And any psychic attackers we get, like, from now on have this support. Like, Mewtwo V-Union is going to be nuts because of this. Golurk, even, in the next set, is going to be nuts because of this. Psychic attackers that we've been sitting on for a long time, like Alcremie, Trevenoir, Gengar Mimikyu, things like that, are nuts because of this.
Yeah, they love this. They love this.
Yeah.
It's going to be very expensive, though. And it's, like, yeah, it's expensive, but it's good.
I can tell you that they are very expensive.
And you need a lot of them. And you need a lot of them.
You need 4/4. Like, you do. Compromise.
Exactly.
Maybe 3/3 if you're running it alongside a lot of other nonsense. Yeah. But like on PTCGO, they're 30 packs per one.
Yeah.
And if you want the live cards, they're like $30 per card.
But it's so good. It's the best card in the set. It's the star. Yeah. It is the star. Oh, the way the damage adds up too. My gosh.
Yeah. It does have a problem with Eternatus, but that can be easily fixed if...
With the next card.
Yeah.
With the next card that you can just slap in as a one of, you know? You can get around it. It helps the match up enough.
All right. Next up, we've got Galarian Zapdos V. Fighting, HP 200. Ability, Fighting Instinct. For each Pokemon V your opponent has in play, this Pokemon's attack costs colorless less. So, the next attack is... For one fighting and three colorless, Thunderclap Kick, 170 damage. Before doing damage, discard a special energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. Weakness, Psychic times 2, no resistances, retreat cost of 1. This is absurd. It's really, really cool. I love it.
My name is Delete Eternatus.
Does your deck lose against Eternatus? Well, then you just put this in. It doesn't take a lot of space.
If they have three Pokemon V in play, which, you know, Crobat and Eternatus by themselves, the attack costs one fighting. Throw in an Aurora energy, and it does 170 damage for one energy. And discards a special energy. But 170 is exact numbers you need to hit 340, which is Eternatus' HP number. And noteworthy, it also says before doing damage, discard the special energy. So no, Weakness Guard energy will not stop this from one-shotting at Eternatus. Effects of attacks are resolved before damage calculation.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great because you can put it in decks that aren't fighting, and it gives you great fighting coverage against a very strong archetype. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
On to another fabulous fighting type, and the reason I prefer Rapid Strike. Well, that's not the only reason. It's like every reason I prefer. But Passimian, basic with 110 fighting type. It's a Rapid Strike, and it has an amazing ability called Throwing Coach. All of your Rapid Strikes Pokemon do 30 more damage to your opponent's benched Pokemon V and Pokemon GX. You can't use more than one Throwing Coach ability at a time. It also has the ability Fling, which does 20 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon, but who cares? Weakness to Psychic, Retreat cost 1. Who cares? Throwing Coach is amazing with that Zeraora. Throwing Coach is amazing with the Urshifu. We love to see it.
Yep. It makes your bench not a safe place for your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd. It's super absurd. I love it. Throwing Coach is awesome. Because
it's great. It's great. It's like, would I use a Bomasnow? Absolutely not. Would I use Passimian? Absolutely.
100%, yeah. It does only work on V and GX, so if you're a one prize attacking deck or have one prizer support, this doesn't boost the damage on them.
If you're running a one prizer's, you don't need the damage boost. You're probably KOing outright.
Most likely. Most likely. Especially with the Zera.
The Zera Aura does 160. Yeah, like, you're good.
So, yeah, that's that one. I guess I'll take the next one. We've got Galarian Moltres V. It's a dark type with 220 HP. Ability and attack. The ability is bolstered wings. I forget if that's the English one. I think a lot of them are the Japanese one. I forget if that's the English name. Whatever. Unimportant.
If that's the case, my bad. I was trying to compile these notes and...
It is the English.
It is the English one?
Okay, I think so. Cool. Maybe it's... I think it is.
No worries, but, you know, if... dear listeners, if we mispronounce it and you're looking at, that's not the right ability, it's actually big, thick wings, then...
So you know. We used the Poke Beach list.
Yeah, exactly.
Move on. You know what it means.
So... Ability, big thick wings. Once during your turn, you may attach a dark energy from your discard pile to this Pokemon. You can't use more than one big thick wings ability per turn. And the attack for dark colorless, Aura Burn, 190 damage. This Pokemon does 30 damage to itself. Weakness to grass, retreat 2. No resistances. So this is how Eternatus gets around the Crushing Hammer problem, which is what it's been facing ever since it became a big deck. And people were like, we can just throw 4 Crushing Hammer into anything and keep Eternatus in check. No, sir, you can't. We've got bolstered wings and energy switch.
This is why you use energy switch. This is how you use energy switch, yeah.
Yeah. So now Eternatus will run 2 of this and 4 energy switch in every go. So also, it's a good like secondary attacker. 190 is good enough for Crobat.
Yeah,
it's solid.
Or anything dark. Yeah, it's good.
It's like the old Naganadel that would yank a basic from your discard every turn.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, pucklepodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/PucklePodcast.
So this next one is another reason why Mad Party, Night March, Vespiquen, Flareon are now obsolete. Just one more rock to pile on their grave. Spiritomb. HP 70, basic Pokemon, for 1 colorless, which just upsets me because this is,
so
this is
flashable.
The reason why. Yeah, because it's anything flashable and everything. Ghostly Scream. Count the number of Pokemon cards in your opponent's discard pile. Put that many counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like. Then your opponent shuffles all of the Pokemon cards from their discard pile into their deck.
Oh, that's so cruel. Oh, that's so disrespectful. You know, I didn't think about it until now, but this actually is going to get better.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god, V-Union.
Because this beats V-Union.
Oh no!
Oh man, you're right.
I didn't think of that. Oh no! One of Spiritomb and everything!
Yes!
Holy crap.
It's like, you just run it and it helps you against so many VMAX decks.
Oh no! That's awesome.
Between that and the prizes, I am not hype for VMAX. Sorry about it.
Oh, this is funny. Okay, everybody needs a set of 4 of these.
You don't need a set of 4 of these.
You just need one!
What if it breaks? you got to have this card ready, man.
Oh, my word. I didn't even think of that. Oh, wow. All
right. So then we've got 1 more attack for 1 darkness, Will of Wisp, 20 damage, weakness, grass times 2, resistance none, retreat 1. Nobody cares, but, you know, for consistency's sake.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is absurd.
What a just a hateful, cantankerous card. That you don't want to run, but if you do, it just beats things.
It deletes Mad Party, it deletes Night March, it deletes Vespiquen.
And it definitely makes it harder to VMAX. You have to, like, or not to VMAX, to V-Union. Not that we're there yet, but...
You know what's really funny to me? Is how Spiritomb has always been a very spiteful Pokemon. Like, it when it first came on the
that's
scene,
true. That's
it
true.
Had no weaknesses, and then... Yep. And then every card that it ever has, it does something funky.
It's like Vileplume. Vileplume is a cantankerous Pokemon. You never want to see Vileplume printed because it is not good news, let me tell you.
It's going to do some garbage.
It's going to do something hateful. Spiritomb's the same way. You're right. Now that I think about it, every Spiritomb that's been playable has been hateful.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love it. Yeah. So worth your time to pick up. let's keep it pumping with more dark support. We need more dark support. There's all these things beating dark from this set. Let's give them a bone. We got a Lipard V, which is a darkness with 190, so basic, and it's got the ability Concealing Claw, which says once during your turn, when you play this Pokemon from your hand to your bench, you may discard one Pokemon tool attached to any Pokemon in play, yours or your opponent's. And then it has the attack Shadow Reaper for dark and two colorless. Does 110, and you may return this Pokemon and all cards attached to it to your hand. Weakness to grass, retreat cost of one. I mean, it goes in, you know.
It's a one of in Eternatus for being a searchable tool scrapper. That's it.
Exactly. It's a Pokemon you obviously want your bench filled, however you can fill it up. And it does something for putting it on your bench. So Eternatus is into it.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, I really like this card for Eternatus.
Yeah.
I also like how its attack, we'll let it return. It's super cool.
Yeah, we're kind of approaching like a rock, paper, scissors meta with dark fighting and psychic.
Yep.
Which is really cool, because when was the last time there was like that solid of a rock, paper, scissors?
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll move on to the next Pokemon, which is Ultimate Meme Potential, which I totally love. It is Blissey V. It's a colorless Pokemon, obviously. 250 HP on a basic V, holy guacamole. Ability, Natural Cure. Whenever you attach an energy from your hand to this Pokemon, remove all special conditions from this Pokemon. Cute, handy, useful. Then the attack, which is where we get to the memes. For one energy, one colorless energy, Blissey Bomber, 10 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each energy attached to this Pokemon. After doing damage, you may attach up to 3 energy cards from your discard pile to this Pokemon. Weakness to fighting, retreat cost 4. I've seen some deck lists with this, or including it as like a one-ish of, and it can get crazy hilarious, especially with crap like Welder still existing for now, and like you can do a lot of damage with this stupid Blissey.
Yeah. You'd think it's bad, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of context. The deck lists I've seen haven't stuck in my brain, but no, you can go out there and find Blissey V deck lists that are actually surprisingly good.
Right, like it's not top tier or anything, but like you will probably run into this card. Yeah.
It is fun. And if you pull this thing at a pre-release, you are unstoppable.
Blissey hasn't had a card like this since what, like the very first set?
It recently had something that was similar as a stage one, like not V or anything like that, but I think it did something like flip a coin for each energy attached and it does 100 damage per heads or something like that.
Yeah, but that's coin toss.
Exactly. But that's the closest thing I can think of.
Also, 250 HP is lovely.
Right?
Lovely.
Throw a Cape of Toughness on and that's 300. Whatever.
Yeah, for two prizes, 250 is, you love to see it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Last, and probably not least, Seviper. Say Darkness, HP 110, Single Strike Pokemon. For two Darkness Energy and one Colorless, you have Strength Tail, 90 plus damage. If you played a Single Strike Supporter card from your hand during this turn, this attack does 90 more damage. Weakness to Fighting times 2, Resistance is none, Retreat Cost of 2.
If I had to play a single prize deck, I would very heavily consider making this the deck.
It's pretty good. And
yeah,
we'll talk about more about it later, but it has decent enough single strike supporter support. That's a lot of mm-hmm. S's. Holy mackerel. That it can do a lot of damage and be very deceptively scary.
Yes. So. Don't underestimate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you can knock it out each turn, but like it can set up each turn too.
And with Houndoom, you can
exactly
attach
exactly
and set it up easy.
Yeah, if I was seeing this deck for the first time, I would not feel frightened, and then
until it does 250 damage.
Between Bruno and Karen? Oh no. You're like, yeah, it's fine. It's doing fine for damage.
All right. So now we are going to move on to trainers. For this one, I figured we'd each do 3, and then we'll stop if there's one that, you know, needs to be talked out a little bit more.
Works for me.
So we'll start out with Agatha. Supporter card, move up to 3 damage counters from your active Pokemon to your opponent's active Pokemon.
Garbage.
Pretty sweet.
It's okay. Like, it just shifts damage. It heals you 30 and damages them 30. It can fix math.
For a supporter? Ugh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it as like a one of when in the counter decks, because it's just, it's something to help you out if you really need it, but it's not, because it is a supporter, it has a lot of issues and your deck space like might not want it.
I could also see it as fun in anything that runs Hound Doom, because to do that, you have to put 20 damage on yourself. So charge your active up and move 30 of those 20 or 40 damage to your opponent. It might fix a number here or there, but overall, I don't think it's that strong.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible. Do not run it.
Next card, Avery. Also a supporter card. Draw 3 cards. Then your opponent discards their benched Pokemon until they have 3 benched Pokemon.
Do you hate Eternatus?
They really hated Eternatus with the set.
All right. And then we have Brawly. It's a Rapid Strike supporter card. Search your deck for up to 3 Rapid Strike basic Pokemon and put them on your bench. Then shuffle your deck. We were talking about this with Inteleon.
Yeah, the Sobble has an attack that does this, so a supporter that does this is kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll help you if you're trying to, like, if you can't get the Sobble attack off for whatever reason, and then you...
Yeah. I was listening to someone argue that this is less good now that you can't use a supporter if you go first on your first turn, though.
True.
Like, that makes it less, significantly less desirable to use in your deck.
I would argue that it makes it a little bit, like... I would say it's kind of evens out, because if you've got a Sobble in your active and that's what you have on the board, then evolving it like your second turn would probably be help more than it would hurt, because keeping it out there to do the attack afterwards. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Happen to play the Sobble and it attacks your first turn, like if you're going second, that's fine. But otherwise, yeah, it's probably too slow.
I could see it as cute, especially as we get more and more Rapid Strike. Like, Rayquaza, for instance, might be really good with this. The Zeraora Blaziken package might be really good with this, because that's a lot of different Rapid Strike Pokemon you need out. Or the meme Jumpluff deck come Evolving Skies could use something like this, but it just depends on how good Rapid Strike is, on how good this card is.
Yeah, or even, like, if Rapid Strike wants to use it. Like, it could be usable, yep. But I'm not sure it wants to be used. Like, yeah. Let's keep it moving. We got a stadium, Dynatree Hill. Pokemon in play, both yours and your opponents, cannot be healed. Okay. Then we've got Echoing Horn, which is very, very, very good. Definitely pick up Echoing Horn. It's a Rapid Strike card, but it says, put a basic Pokemon from your opponent's discard pile onto their bench. That is so good.
Ugh, thank God ADPZ is wrote ADP. Right?
That's very true. But oh my, this is so good in a lot of decks that aren't Rapid Strike, but it's also super good in Rapid Strike. You're like, oh, you know what? I can one-shot that Dedenne with my Zeraora. Echoing Horn. Bam. Right? And all of a sudden you can have like 3 or 4 prize turns. It's insane. Uh-huh. It's really, really good. And then we got Flannery. She's single strike. Choose a special energy card attached to one of your opponent's Pokemon and any stadium card in play, and discard them. So, you know, it's doing 2-for-1.
Also, it's worth stating that because it's an item card, you can play 2 of them at the same turn.
Yeah, that's true. And if you wanted to Urshifu, that's true. Yeah, that is a great item. You better beware.
Yeah, the fact that it's an item card is, to me, absurd. Yeah, because you can, if you just took out two Pokemon V, you know, like 2 Crobats or something like that, you can just pull them right back out on the bench. They can't throw anything else onto their bench if you're able to do that the second turn.
Uh-huh.
And then now they've got those there, and you're just, I mean, you're ready to do it all over again.
You have to be very careful with what's in your discard pile. Yeah, because that is an extremely dangerous item.
Yeah. I guess it's my turn. So we're going to talk about another item that is very awesome. Fog Crystal. Search your deck for either a basic psychic Pokemon or psychic energy, reveal it, and put it into your hand, then shuffle your deck. No discard, you have the option to search for a basic or a psychic energy. It's kind of like Mysterious Treasure, but instead of also seeking out dragons, it's a psychic energy, and you don't have to discard. It's very good.
It's amazing. Get 4.
Very good.
Get 4. It's so good.
Uh-huh.
And it's an item.
Yeah.
It enables the heck out of Shadow Rider and any other psychic deck.
That's right. That's right.
Next card is a supporter, Karin's Conviction. It's a single strike supporter. Effect is, during this turn, your single strike Pokemon's attacks do 20 more damage to your opponent's active for each prize card your opponent has already taken. Hello, Sviper card.
Leon who?
Yeah.
It's all about Karen. It's all about Karen. Finally, a Karen you can get behind, you know?
Exactly. Okay, Karen.
Yeah, I love this as a come-from-behind card. I mean, it's already good, even if you're ahead. The 20 more damage is nothing to sneeze at, but, like...
up to 100 damage!
Yeah.
At max potential, this does 100 extra damage. That's crazy.
Yeah, and like a lot of the ones that are, like, dependent on prize cards, this has nothing to do with whether you're ahead or behind.
It's just what they've taken.
Yeah, it just works either way.
Yep.
Yeah, really good for the Sviper.
Yeah.
But also good for other single strike. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, and then finally we've got Clara, a supporter. She was the poison girl from Isle of Armor. This is one of those weird ones where it's got like two bullets under it, and the top part says, choose either effect or both effects. So, yeah. Choose up to two Pokemon and or... up to two basic energy from your discard pile, show them to your opponent, and put them into your hand. Ta-da! So you can either choose to only get the energy, choose to only get the Pokemon, or choose to get both energy and Pokemon. It's kind of like a little bit of a ordinary rod, but one is a supporter, two puts them directly into your hand.
In your hand!
Three is up to four cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty... yeah. It'll see play.
Yeah, it'll be a cool one of and a lot of stuff
yeah,
for Pokemon
exactly.
recovery.
All right, next we have...
you got three good ones in a row. Nice.
I did. He's getting better ones, though.
I was referring to Basket here.
Next up we have Melanie, supporter card. Attach a water energy from your discard pile to one of your Pokemon V, then draw three cards.
Nice.
It's not welder good, but yeah. It's half a welder. That's still really good.
Yeah.
It's half a welder plus draw.
Yeah, because welder would draw is the thing. Exactly.
Yeah, welder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're right. All right. And can you tell I haven't played a card with welder in a while? Okay. So, Old Cemetery. Stadium card. Whenever a player attaches an energy from their hand to one of their Pokemon, excluding psychic Pokemon, put two damage counters on that Pokemon.
I'm so excited for this stadium. Oh my god. Like, there's so many memes that I can do with this stadium and a couple other things. Like the Cursola, the Golurk that's coming in Evolving Skies. This is such a fun stadium. I love it.
Just punish everybody for the energies they put on.
Uh-huh.
Pokemon.
And it pairs so well with Shadow Rider because
it's
excluding psychic Pokemon.
It's very convenient.
Uh-huh. All right. And then Path to the Peak. Also a stadium. Each player's Pokemon in play with a rule box has no abilities.
Broken.
Very strong. Very, very strong. Very strong. Particularly with the Ice Rider.
Yeah, if you're not running this in like a single prize attacker deck, you're doing it wrong.
I've actually seen people really reinvigorated for greens with this as well.
Yeah, because this makes it so Pokemon that otherwise have an ability don't, so you can use greens in, like, a Shadow Rider deck.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. And then you just get rid of the stadium?
Yeah. You will see this stadium, and you will want a way to get rid of stadiums.
Yes. We have the Marshadow for now, so that's good. But post-rotation, we have a Pumpkaboo that does it when you put it from your hand to your bench.
I forget. Is Chaotic Swell rotating?
Yes.
Oof. Okay, yeah.
I think it is.
I think so too, but I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, it is then.
Yeah, because it's in Cosmic Eclipse, I think. But yeah. And the fact that it's rule box too, they've gotten rid of all the other nonsense where it's like only GXs, only EXs. It's now they're moving to this Pokemon with a rule box as a defined type of Pokemon, which is
great because it's more timeless. So it's VMAX, EX, GX, all of them.
Yeah. Had the scoop-up net been printed with this, they wouldn't necessarily have had to ban Shaymin, as an example. Because, like, scoop-up net, anything with a rule box can't be picked up. Easy peasy. But, yeah, this is timeless, like you said.
You learn and grow. Exactly. All right, let's move on to some other cards. We got Peonia, is a supporter that says, choose up to three of your prize cards and put them into your hand. Then place the same number of cards from your hand face down as prize cards. I mean, obviously, it's going to help with the V-Unions eventually, because you're kind of screwed if one of your V-Union cards that you're relying on is prized. This is a way to kind of get your prizes out without taking prizes. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not a fan.
It's prize insurance. That's all it is.
I like it. So I used to run, and I know this isn't like optimal or whatever, but when Vespaquin was still in a standard rotation.
Back when Vespaquin was standard, yeah.
I had a town map.
Ooh, yeah.
Because if I was if I couldn't find my double colorless energies, it was a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably would have had this in there just because I want to be able to grab from my prize cards if I have incredibly important, like, game-breaking cards in there.
It might be a necessary evil if you're using a V-Union that you need or you're really reliant on. But personally, I prefer Town Map because it's an item.
While true, I will give this card a couple points. You can get rid of tech cards you don't need for that matchup and not have to worry about pulling them later off of a Marnie or anything like that.
That's really niche, though. I don't think it justifies it.
No,
like, as a good card. Yeah.
The other thing is, it does not say shuffle your prizes or your hand before you put them down, so you know exactly which prize is what.
That's true as well.
Yeah, that was another thing too. So you could essentially put down your prize cards the way, like, if you had something you didn't need it now or you were worried about,
like greedy dice.
It could potentially be useful. I just don't think it's good outright right now.
You search your greedy dice, put them in the right place, and then draw all your prizes off of a one prizer in the next turn.
It's a lot of cards and effort to do. So, yeah, I don't think it's
good. It is, but it's great memes.
I think it, yeah. Like, yeah, it will eventually probably see play, but I don't think it's good, personally. But it's a necessary evil in some ways, I guess. Eh.
There are some cards that, like, when you pull them from your prizes, they do something cool. This can fix that so you guarantee it.
Yeah, and there's going to be, like, if you really need something, like, this can help you get something if you really need something not prized, but I don't like it.
Yep.
It's bad tempo. We've got Rapid Strike, Scroll of the Skies, which is a Rapid Strike item that you can equip. It's a tool. The Rapid Strike Pokemon this card is attached to can use the attack on this card, which is Flying Suplex for a Lightning and a colorless. It does 10 plus damage. It does 50 more damage for each energy attached to your opponent's active. There you have it. Yeah, it's an attack that you get for a tool. And then you have Welcoming Lantern. This one's good. It's a single strike item card that says, choose a single strike supporter card from your discard pile and put it into your hand. So Seviper loves it. Single strike loves it, yeah.
Yep, versus Seeker for single strike.
Exactly.
All right, and so we've got two special energy in this set that are important. There's also, I think, lucky energy, but that's garbage.
Not
so
worth,
whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't put it in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you pull it, I'm sorry. First up is Impact Energy. It's a single strike special energy, and it says, as long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, this card provides every type of energy, but only provides one energy at a time. If this Pokemon is poisoned, it is no longer poisoned and cannot be poisoned. Is it attached to a Pokemon or attached to a single strike Pokemon? Attached to a single strike Pokemon.
Only be attached to a single strike.
Yeah, it can only be attached to a single strike Pokemon, but then the next paragraph is, as long as it's attached, it's a rainbow energy and they can't be poisoned. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew there was something like that. One thing to note, for all you people who read the rulebook in your Elite Trainer boxes that says you can do this, you cannot do this. You cannot search out Impact Energy with Houndoom. This has already been ruled on by TPCI. The rulebook in the ETB is straight up wrong. It's not even a rulebook. It's an idea tip hint. Houndoom specifically says search out Single Strike Energy, which is a named card, not a tag on a card. So it cannot find Impact Energy, which sucks. But yeah, I'm very sad about that because I like Single Strike. Anyway, next up we've got Spiral Energy, which is very similar. It's a Rapid Strike version of this card. Similarly, it can only be attached to Rapid Strike Pokemon, and the effect reads, as long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, this card provides every type of energy, but only provides one energy at a time. If this Pokemon is paralyzed, it is no longer paralyzed and cannot be paralyzed. So, same thing as the impact, rainbow energy for Rapid Strike, and they can't be paralyzed.
probably a bit better because you're running things like Blaziken and Zeraora that don't have the types of energy that are listed on the double rapid energy.
Yep, exactly. This will be a great one in the Blaziken deck.
Yeah, I think they also kind of, I mean, the single strike energy still is like not bad, but it also kind of got the shaft a little bit because it's poisoned instead, because paralyzed you can't attack, right? Poisoned, yeah, you can still attack and do things. It's not that big of a deal. I think I would have liked it better if they would have put like sleep or something for the single strike, just so that, you know, it was on the same level somewhat, but
yeah,
you know,
or confused or anything like that that could prevent an attack. Oh well, but that's the special energies for this set that matter.
Yeah.
Yes. Special energies, trainers, Pokemon, we've covered everything, so we are going to move on to the Venusaur best.
Before you marches a Titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur!
Okay, and now we are here with the Venusaur best, Seth.
Oh boy. Okay, so this is a card I fell in love with when I went to the pre-release, and it was a monster, an absolute beast, and it felt like you had Shadow Rider the whole time, but it's not really Shadow Rider, and it's a Stage 3. That card is Gardevoir from this set. It's got an ability, Shining Arcana, that... I'm going to have to recite this from memory because I don't... Well, no, I can look it up. Okay, cool. Once during your turn, you may look at the top two cards of your deck and attach any number of basic energy cards you find there to your Pokemon in any way you like. Put the other cards in your hand. So, it's kind of like Shadow Rider. It accelerates energy and makes you draw cards. But this one is super cool because you can fix the top of your deck and possibly attach two psychic energies in any way. It's got an ability... Well, no, that's the ability. Pardon me. It's got an attack, Brainwave, for 3 colorless energy. This attack does 30 more damage for each psychic energy attached to this Pokemon. So if it's all psychic energy attached for the cost of the attack, you're doing 150 damage with a Stage 3. While accelerating energy, while drawing cards, while adding consistency, it's really cool. It's enabled, though. That, like, you may think, okay, it's Stage 3, so it's basically never going to see the light of day. But... there is a Kirlia in this set that has the water duplicates attack from the Frogadier that made Greninja so good. Search your deck for up to 3 Kirlia and put them on your bench. So, you know, get your turn 1 Ralts, get your turn 2 Kirlia, pop, pop, pop. You've got 4 Kirlia out. Then just drop Gardevoirs and a single Gallade that also came out in this set if you really hate Eternatus or just want to do a ton of damage. Because the Gallade... has 170 HP, it's a fighting type, and it's got 2 attacks, 1 is faint, and it's actually for a psychic energy, which is kind of cute. Does 60 damage, doesn't care about resistance, but the big attack is Dynablade. This attack does 60 damage for each of your opponent's V Pokemon in play. So it's an Eternatus killer. As well as, if they just play a lot of Vs, especially post-rotation, this can whip out a ton of damage for 2 energy out of nowhere. So yeah, you can run this Gardevoir. It kind of feels like it's missing a big psychic type attacker, really. That's kind of its problem. But otherwise, the deck has really a lot of potential as a good single prize deck. I've seen some lists that run it with Trevenant Dusknoir just to be annoying. But depending on other psychics we can get later that do a lot more damage, maybe even the Solgaleo Lunala GX thing that we have now. I think that does a lot of damage. But you can also run it with Path to the Peak to be annoying and shut off your opponent's abilities. And with the Cresselia, you start loading up Psychic early. The Orangaroo with Primate Wisdom can fix the top of your deck so you have Psychic Energy guaranteed to accelerate. There's a lot going on for this that make it really, really good. It could actually compete with a lot of the upper tier decks if it has like 1 or 2 cards or people just find the right list. So... that's what I'm really excited about. I really want to build it.
That's pretty cool. And I like how it's like a family event.
It is. It's so good.
You know what I mean? You got the mama and the papa and the little kids.
Yeah, so Venusaur, because they have to share the line.
They had to share
the... for 2 exactly. Stage 2s.
Uh-huh. It's really good. Like, so
that Gardevoir ability is so good. Yeah. And it's still probably not going to see a lot of play because it's a stage two.
And it stacks. If you have all four Gardevoir out, yeah. You can look at the top eight cards of your deck and potentially accelerate eight energy to the field.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
All right. Speaking of tag teams of a sort, but not tag team cards, we got Weezing and Other Weezing. And Fancier Weezing. Yeah. These are both stage one darkness types that evolve from the same basic coughing, not unlike the Gallade and the Gardevoir. So OG Cantonian Weezing is the attacker. Galarian Weezing is the ability that makes it work. So we've got Galarian Weezing with the ability Energy Factory, which says each basic darkness energy attached to your Pokemon with Weezing in its name provides two darkness energy. You can't provide more than one Energy Factory ability at a time. Has suffocating gas for a colorless and a darkness that costs 50, or that does 50. So, I mean, technically it can do it for one darkness, but it's 50. The star is the attacker, which is the Cantonian Weezing, which has the attack Blent Toxin for one darkness. Your opponent's active is now confused and attach a darkness energy from your discard pile to this Pokemon. So, accelerating, and then its main attack that you're using these two together for is Smog Burst, 20 plus damage, one darkness and one colorless. This attack does 20 more damage for each dark energy attached to your Pokemon in play. Obviously, you just run the two together, and then all the energy is double, so you're doing double extra damage from the Weezing. It's memey, it's cute, it's bad, but it's cute and it's memey and it's fun. And it's doing its Venusaur best!
That's fun.
That is really cool. I like that
a
lot.
It is. It's a cute little thing they did, but it, yeah.
It also makes it so, like, any Weezing in the past or future has the potential to use this. Like, you could, for a little bit of time, you could do this with the Unbroken Bonds Weezing that drops a damage counter on every basic between turns and does 20 damage to everything with damage counters on it. Like, you could do it with that. Or, you know, if for some reason we get a Weezing V in the future, who the heck knows?
You never know.
Has Weezing in its name.
That would actually be more interesting. Yeah, that could be interesting to see.
That one's a really cool one. I really like that.
Yeah. Great Venusaur, best little, you know, take it to casual week.
Uh-huh.
Take it to casual night.
All right, so this next one is, it's silly. It's pretty silly. Oh. So it is Cast Form, Rainy Form. It is a water type, HP 70. It has an ability, Forecast. If you have 8 or more stadium cards in your discard pile, ignore all energy in the attack cost of each of this Pokemon's attacks. So this would be really cool, and maybe someone would have a reason to have 8 or more stadium cards in their deck if the next attack actually like mattered at all, or it had like, yeah, if the attack was really good and it had a lot more energy that it was requiring to do this attack. But it's just a water and a colorless for Rain Shower, and it just says this attack does 20 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon.
Well, there are other cast form in this set that have the same ability.
Like, there's a fire
one. Like, they made one for every weather type, yeah. But they're all Venusaur best also, I would say.
Yeah.
You could make
yeah,
it cute.
Yeah, we gave you 3 options to take to casual night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make your Cast Form deck, your Weezing deck, or your Gardevoir Gallade deck.
Yeah, I would not make the Cast Form deck.
I would not.
It is an option.
It's too memey.
But it's not a good one, like, at all.
It'll be good for YouTube videos, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you probably would be, like, which, I mean, this is a pretty hard thing to do, but you would probably be laughed out of casual night.
Oh, no, you beat that guy. It's all about confidence. If you exude confidence, you're like, yeah, I'm the cast form guy. You come in like a weather reporter outfit. Looks like it's time for some sunny day.
You say, it's time to make it rain. You know.
Be that
guy.
When
you put the cards down.
Give that energy off.
Give that energy off.
And you know what? If you do that, you'll be doing your Venusaur best.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Seth, it's been a pleasure.
It always is. Thanks for having me on the Chilling Rain one. I was really excited for this one.
Oh, yeah, me too. Sublime, thank you as well for joining us.
It's always a pleasure and an honor.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next month.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.